Well, being a farm girl, I know what gypsies are. But I was too young to have a real romance that summer, and I wanted one badly. My sister had one. She was 17. He was more beautiful than handsome, with his red bandana tied around his neck, his open shirt showing his bare chest. Their wagons were parked along the county road where I walked home from school. He came up quietly with a slight accent. "I watch you come by here every day." They worked the road between my father's farm and the village where I went to school. During the night, I often woke to hear a chicken squawking or a pig squealing. Dad said there were eggs missing every morning from the hen house. They were beautiful people with olive skin, deep brown eyes, and black hair, and he was so beautiful. "Do you like me?" he said. I felt myself tremble. I don't know how I said the words, "Yes, I think you're very nice looking." He walked with me for more than a mile, and I know he talked, but I could only jabber. Before we reached the farm gate, he took my hand to his lips and kissed it. I didn't stop shaking till I fell asleep that night. The next summer, I watched for him every day, but he never came. He never came that year or the year after. He never came. Then I married Daryl when I graduated because my beautiful gypsy lover never came back.